Blackstone Audio presents
A Basic History of the United States, Volume 3, The Sections and the Civil War, 1826 to 1877, by Clarence B. Carson. Dedicated to the memory of Robert W. Stoddard, 1906 to 1984. Chapter 1, Introduction. The Civil War and Reconstruction were primal events in the history of the United States, and the most dramatic and pronounced ones in the 19th century. They were events of the order, say, of the French Revolution for the history of France, or, more broadly, of Western Europe. Historian Charles A. Beard has referred to the Civil War and its aftermath as the Second American Revolution. But, in fact, it was not a revolution in the most basic sense, though it contained a rebellion, and to compare it to the American Revolution understates the extent of the disruption involved. In a large and important sense, the American Revolution did not profoundly disrupt the continuity of American development greatly. On the contrary, it was the continuation of a movement toward more complete self-government in America and toward limited government that had been underway for a long time. True, there was the break from England, the rejection of monarchy, internal divisions between patriots and loyalists, and the charting of an independent course in the world by the United States. But the way had been prepared for these developments, and they somehow fit into and are readily absorbed into American history. Not so, however, the Civil War and Reconstruction. They constitute a major break in the continuity of American history. They could hardly be absorbed into the frame of what preceded them, nor what came after. They do not fit within the framework of the Constitution of the United States. There was and is no provision in the Constitution.